I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cyclones, flooding, mosquitoes, and disease. They don't naturally go hand in hand with the gospel message, but in today's program, I'll explain how they're supporting kingdom growth from Mozambique to Peru. Plus, there's an invitation for you to find your place in the story. We'll start today in Africa, where an intensifying cyclone is bearing down on Mozambique, just weeks after Cyclone Idai raged across the region, killing at least 1,000 people. Audio Scripture Ministries' Joshua Harrison says the situation there is still dire. Idai cut a swath through almost 3,000 square miles of farmland, so those who survived the storm now face starvation. Harrison says ASM is doing what they can to respond.
So we're helping put together some seed packets with 25 pounds of seeds per family, with a corn, black-eyed peas, bean seeds, a hoe, a bush knife, and an audio Bible, just trying to provide what families might need to get a second start and to have that hope and encouragement in this time of great need.
ASM also got a shipment of 2,000 audio Bibles.
However, it is just a drop in the bucket. I mean, looking at the 400,000 to 500,000 people who had been displaced, it will be very easy to quickly distribute those where they're needed and will soon be needing more. So we are praying that we would be able to soon provide another 1,000 audio Bibles or perhaps more, because the need is very real.
$65 gets a seed packet and an audio Bible into the hands of a family in Mozambique. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, flooding and standing water are also problems in Peru, where several regions remain underwater. Heavy rains led to the latest flooding in central jungle, destroying over 100 homes and leaving 500 people without shelter. Juan Carlos Palacio says 48 families helped by Compassion International are among those in need.
Some parts of the small houses in the small villages fell down, and also several families lost the lands where they grow things to eat and to sell.
While some blame El Nino for the flooding's magnitude, the heavy rainfall is seasonal, occurring each year around this time.
Sadly, because of the lack of economical resources, these families don't have the possibility to prevent these problems during the rainy season or to rebuild their houses really fast.
Impoverished families suffer the most. 1 in 5 Peruvians lives on just over $100 per month. Local churches partner with Compassion to help those in need, and they follow the same process when disaster strikes.
We believe that it would be very good for them and encouraging for them to know that some other churches around the world are praying for them.
And today is World Malaria Day. Per the World Health Organization, malaria is defined as a life-threatening disease caused by parasites. Now, these parasites are transmitted when a person is bitten by an infected female mosquito. In 2017, 4% of malaria cases worldwide were found in India. However, India partners Donna Glass says prevention is key.
Prevention is so much more effective than curing people. If you can prevent an illness, then that's where you need to step in before people get sick and before people are missing work and losing money, not only from not getting wages, but then there's the cost of the care.
A cost-effective and simple way to prevent malaria is through mosquito nets, but there's a catch.
People may not be able to afford either the prevention, the long-lasting insecticide nets that we help to provide, because it's, you know, $10 for a net, and a net, when you're working day to day and earning just a couple dollars maybe, working in the fields, then you can't afford $10 for a net.
For the cost of a pizza, would you consider giving a net through India Partners to help prevent malaria? We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you, so you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.